shop the best Black Friday weekend deals up to 70% off only at Tanger Outlets. Save big at Crocs, Old Navy Outlet, American Eagle Outfitters, Kay Jewelers, and hundreds more. Find something for everyone on your list during our biggest sale of the year. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Stores open at 6 a.m. Black Friday. Get your savings at Tanger.com. Big time deals on big name brands.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Ladies and gentlemen, you know, there's power in the words you speak over your life. People don't often realize it, but words have weight. What you say to yourself about yourself is setting the foundation for the life you're living. If you speak defeat, you'll live defeated. But if you speak victory, you can rise up out of any situation. You have to understand something. Words are not just sounds, they are forces. The things we say, even casually, carry weight, and they have a way of shaping the reality around us. The power of words has been with us since the beginning of time. Think about it, everything that exists was first spoken into existence. Whether you believe it spiritually or practically, the truth is that the things we say have the ability to create or destroy. Too often we throw words around without even thinking about the impact they're having. We say things like, I can't do this, or I'm never going to be successful, or this is just the way it is. And every time we say it, we're reinforcing a belief, creating an environment for that negative outcome to thrive. When you constantly speak defeat, what you're really doing is laying down the bricks for a road you don't want to walk on. But that's the road you'll travel, because that's what you built with your words. Now flip the script. When you speak words of power, words of victory, you're building a different road. When you wake up and tell yourself, I am capable, you start moving like it. You start thinking like it. Your actions start to align with the belief you're feeding yourself. You see, words are like seeds. Every time you speak, you plant something. And over time, those seeds take root and grow. The question is, what are you growing? Are you planting seeds of doubt, fear, and limitation? Or are you planting seeds of hope, strength, and possibility? When you start speaking blessings, when you start affirming your own greatness, you shift your mindset. And when your mind shifts, your actions follow. People often think they have to wait for their circumstances to change before they start speaking positively. But that's backward. Your circumstances change because you speak differently. You have to declare it before you see it. That's the essence of faith. That's the essence of power. You speak and the universe starts moving on your behalf. Many of us go through life not realizing that we've been speaking negativity over our own situations. It's like we put a curse on ourselves with the things we say. We're quick to point out our flaws, quick to list the reasons we won't succeed, and quick to doubt our abilities. We let our insecurities dictate the words that come out of our mouths, and before we know it, those words have built walls around us, limiting what we believe is possible. When you say things like, I'll never make it, or I'm not good enough, you're not just expressing a moment of doubt. You're shaping your reality, locking yourself into a mindset where success feels unreachable. You're giving those negative thoughts permission to take root and grow. It's like placing a barrier in front of yourself that didn't need to be there in the first place. Think about how powerful it would be if you flipped that around. Instead of cursing your life with doubt and fear, you start blessing your life with faith and confidence. When you speak blessings over yourself, you're planting seeds of growth, opportunity, and success. It's about believing in the possibility of something better, even when the current situation looks difficult. Words like I'm capable or I have what it takes aren't just phrases, they are the beginning of a new path. They open doors you might not have even seen because you were too busy focusing on what wasn't working. The shift begins when you start consciously choosing your words. Instead of talking about what you don't have, focus on what you do. Instead of focusing on your limitations, speak about your strengths. When you bless your life with positive words, you start to attract the things you've been hoping for. Opportunities, ideas, connections, they begin to show up because you've prepared yourself to receive them. And it all starts with the language you use every day. The more you speak blessings over your life, the more natural it becomes. It's like retraining your brain. You'll find that over time, the negative self-talk fades away, and a new voice rises up, a voice that's filled with hope, faith, and determination. You begin to see challenges not as roadblocks, but as stepping stones. You'll start to believe that you can handle whatever comes your way because you've already spoken success over yourself. There's something powerful about recognizing your own worth. So many people go through life waiting for others to tell them they're valuable, waiting for someone else to see their potential. But here's the truth: you can't rely on others to affirm your worth. It's got to come from within. No one knows you better than you know yourself. And no one can define your value except for you. We live in a world where it's easy to feel overlooked, where comparison can rob you of your confidence. You scroll through social media, see what everyone else is doing, and start to feel like you're not enough. Like somehow you don't measure up. But you've got to shut that noise out. Your worth is not determined by likes, followers, or someone else's opinion. It's not measured by your job title, your bank account, or even by your past mistakes. Your worth is intrinsic. It's built into who you are. Every day, you have to wake up and remind yourself of that. You have to look in the mirror and affirm that you are deserving of good things, that you have something unique to offer this world. You can't wait for someone to give you permission to believe in yourself. The world will often try to tell you that you're not enough, that you don't have what it takes, but you have to push back against that. You have to speak over your own life, saying, I am worthy of love, success, and happiness. I deserve to be here. Affirming your worth isn't about being arrogant or thinking you're better than anyone else. It's about recognizing that you have value simply because you exist. It's about knowing that you have a purpose and that your presence matters. When you affirm your worth, you stop seeking external validation. You stop chasing after things that don't serve you because you know you're already enough, just as you are. You see, when you don't affirm your own worth, you leave the door open for doubt and insecurity to creep in. You start settling for less than what you deserve because deep down, you don't believe you're worthy of more. But when you stand firm in your own value, you raise the standard for how you allow yourself to be treated, for the opportunities you pursue, and for the life you choose to live. You start attracting things that are in alignment with who you truly are, because you've already decided that you are worthy of the best. It's a mindset shift. And it starts with the words you speak to yourself. You've got to treat yourself with kindness and respect. When you affirm your worth, you begin to see the ripple effect it has on every area of your life. Your relationships improve, your work improves, and your sense of peace grows because you're no longer battling against feelings of inadequacy. You know your worth, and you carry that with you every step of the way. Far too many people are waiting for someone else to validate their dreams, waiting for the world to tell them it's okay to step into their greatness. But let me tell you something, you don't need anyone's permission to be who you're destined to be. You don't need approval, you don't need a stamp of acceptance, and you definitely don't need someone to give you the green light to chase after what's meant for you. The only person who can truly hold you back is you. You see, we often look for permission because we've been conditioned to think that our dreams need to be recognized by others to be real. We want someone else to tell us that it's the right time, that we're ready, that we're qualified. But life doesn't work like that. If you keep waiting for someone to open the door for you, you might be waiting forever. Sometimes you've got to kick the door down yourself. Think about it. How many times have you had a great idea, a vision for your life, but you hesitated because you didn't think you were ready? Or maybe you were waiting for someone to say, yes, you're good enough. The truth is, if you wait for that moment of external validation, you'll miss countless opportunities. Because the world isn't always going to see your potential right away. They may not understand your vision, but that's not their job. It's yours. You're the one who has to believe in it first. You don't need to wait for the perfect circumstances or the perfect moment to take action. There's no need to wait until you feel 100% prepared, because guess what? That feeling might never come. Success doesn't require perfection, it requires boldness. It requires the courage to step out before everything is perfectly aligned. You don't need permission to start, you need the determination to continue even when things aren't easy. When you give yourself permission, you take control of your life. You decide what's possible for you, and you stop looking to others to define your limits. This world will always try to box you in to tell you what you can and cannot do. But when you realize that you don't need anyone else's approval, you start living life on your own terms. You start taking risks. You start pursuing those dreams that have been tugging at your heart for years. And in doing so, you set yourself free. There's a powerful shift that happens when you stop asking for permission. Suddenly, you move through the world with a sense of purpose. You stop second-guessing yourself, and you start trusting that you already have what it takes. You realize that the only validation you need is your own belief in yourself. Once you give yourself that permission, doors will begin to open that you never even knew existed. When you stop waiting for someone to tell you it's your time, you create your own timing. You give yourself the space to grow, to make mistakes, to learn, and to ultimately succeed. You take ownership of your life, and that's where real power lies. The way you talk to yourself, the words you choose to describe your life, your goals, your circumstances, those words shape your reality. You may not even realize it, but your life is following the language you're using. Every word that comes out of your mouth has a direction attached to it. When you say things like, I can't, I'll never, or it's too hard, you are essentially setting up roadblocks for yourself. You're putting limits on what you believe is possible, and your actions will naturally follow that belief. Our minds are incredibly powerful. They absorb what we say and internalize it. If you constantly speak negativity or doubt, you're training your mind to expect failure, to expect resistance. You're priming yourself to live in a way that matches those words. When you tell yourself, I'm not good enough, guess what happens? You start acting like you're not good enough. You pass up opportunities, you settle for less, you don't push yourself because deep down you've already convinced yourself that you won't make it. But when you flip that around, when you start speaking positively, when you start affirming your abilities, your mind begins to shift. Instead of seeing barriers, you start to see possibilities. Instead of shrinking in the face of challenges, you find the strength to face them head on. Words are like fuel. They can either drive you forward or keep you stuck in place. Life isn't just something that happens to you. It's something you actively shape. And a lot of that shaping happens through your words. If you want your life to move in a certain direction, you've got to speak it into existence. You've got to talk like the person you want to become, even before you fully feel like that person. This isn't just about optimism or wishful thinking. It's about aligning your language with your vision for your life. If you want success, you have to speak like you're ready for it. If you want change, you have to speak like it's already in motion. When you talk about your future, are you speaking hope or defeat? Are you saying, one day I'll make it, or I don't think it's possible? Those small shifts in language can make a huge difference. You see, your words influence your mindset, and your mindset influences your actions. If you speak from a place of doubt, your actions will reflect hesitation, fear, and reluctance. But if you speak from a place of confidence and expectation, your actions will follow suit with boldness, courage, and persistence. The words you use don't just affect how you see the world, they affect how the world sees you. When you speak with conviction, people respond to you differently. Opportunities show up because you've opened the door with your words. You're no longer carrying the energy of someone who's unsure or defeated. You're carrying the energy of someone who believes in their purpose. That energy attracts the things you've been seeking. It creates momentum. Life is constantly responding to the language you're using. If you want more out of life, if you want to rise above where you are right now, you have to speak it first. Words aren't just sounds, they're signals, they're intentions. Every word you speak is sending out a message about what you're willing to accept and what you're ready to pursue. When you start speaking life over yourself, over your dreams, over your future, you give those dreams permission to grow. You give yourself permission to succeed. Resilience doesn't just come from enduring hardship, it comes from the mindset you cultivate while going through it. It's about what you tell yourself in those moments when life knocks you down. Everyone faces obstacles, there's no escaping that. But what separates those who overcome from those who stay stuck is how they talk to themselves in the face of adversity. When you use affirmations, you're not denying the difficulty of the situation, but you're reminding yourself that you are bigger than whatever you're facing. Life can throw punches. Some hit harder than others. You might face setbacks in your career, struggles in relationships, or battles with your own self-worth. In those moments, it's easy to feel defeated. But when you've built a habit of speaking affirmations over yourself, you give yourself the strength to stand back up. It's about choosing to speak power and possibility even when everything around you looks impossible. Affirmations aren't just positive thinking, they are declarations that shape your inner world. When you say, "I am strong," you're not just saying words, you're planting seeds of resilience within yourself. You're reinforcing the belief that no matter what happens, you have the capacity to endure and overcome. It's like building an internal shield. The more you affirm your strength, your ability, and your worth, the more resilient you become because you're consistently reminding yourself of what you're capable of. When challenges arise, your immediate reaction might be to doubt yourself or feel overwhelmed. But if you've already laid the groundwork with affirmations, you'll have a foundation to stand on. Instead of succumbing to fear or despair, you can tell yourself, "I've been here before and I made it through. I'll make it through again." These affirmations become your inner compass, guiding you through the storm and reminding you of your own power when you need it most. The beauty of affirmations is that they can be both proactive and reactive. Proactively, you can use them to strengthen yourself before the challenges come. You can wake up every morning and say, "I am capable, I am worthy, I am prepared." And those words will sink in, preparing you for whatever the day may bring. Then, when life throws you a curveball, you're already in a position of strength because you've been speaking resilience into your life day after day. Reactively, affirmations become a lifeline when you're in the middle of hardship. When everything feels like it's falling apart, when you're tempted to give up, that's when you speak louder, "I am resilient, I can overcome this." You take those affirmations and turn them into a mantra. In doing so, you train your mind to focus on solutions rather than problems, on what's possible instead of what's lost. Resilience isn't just about toughness, it's about flexibility. It's about bending but not breaking, and affirmations help you maintain that balance. By constantly reinforcing your inner strength, you become more adaptable to life's challenges. You learn that even if you don't have control over the situation, you always have control over your response. You can choose to affirm that you're going to find a way through, no matter what. When life tests you, affirmations keep you centered. They remind you that no situation is permanent and that your power lies in how you respond. Over time, this builds a deep sense of confidence, not just in the good times, but in the hard times as well. You begin to trust yourself more, knowing that you can handle whatever comes your way. And that's the essence of resilience, the unwavering belief that no matter how many times you fall, you have the strength to rise again. By continually affirming your strength, perseverance, and ability to grow, you build the emotional and mental fortitude necessary to thrive, not just survive. You shift your mindset from one of endurance to one of empowerment. You're not just getting through difficulties, you're growing through them. You're coming out the other side, not only intact, but stronger, wiser, and more self-assured because you've affirmed throughout the journey that you are capable of not just surviving, but thriving. Faith in words is about understanding that what you say has a profound impact on your life. It's not just about saying positive things for the sake of it. It's about truly believing in the power of your words to shape your reality. Words are more than mere expressions. They're powerful forces that can influence your actions, shape your mindset, and ultimately dictate your outcomes.
Shop the best Black Friday weekend deals up to 70% off only at Tanger Outlets. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Coach, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and hundreds more. Find something for everyone on your list during our biggest sale of the year. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Stores open at 6 a.m. Black Friday. Get your savings at Tanger.com.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
When you speak with faith, you're not just hoping for the best, you're embedding that hope into the fabric of your daily life. Each word carries an intention. And when you speak with conviction, you're setting the stage for those intentions to manifest. It's about aligning your language with your vision for your life and trusting that this alignment will bring about change. For example, when you declare, "I will succeed," you're not merely making a statement, you're planting a seed of possibility. This affirmation influences your thoughts, guiding them towards solutions and opportunities rather than obstacles and failures. Your belief in your words starts to affect your actions. You approach challenges with a mindset that success is not just possible, but inevitable. You become more proactive, more resilient, and more focused on achieving your goals because you've already spoken success into your existence. Faith in words also means embracing the idea that the act of speaking positively is not just about influencing others, but about influencing yourself. When you consistently use affirmations and positive language, you reinforce a mindset that can overcome adversity. This doesn't mean you ignore reality or pretend everything is perfect, but rather that you choose to focus on the potential for growth and success rather than the barriers and limitations. The real magic happens when you combine faith in your words with action. Believing in the power of your words doesn't mean that things will simply fall into place without effort. It means that your words give you a framework to work within. They guide your actions and decisions, making it easier for you to move in the direction of your goals. When you have faith in your words, you're more likely to take the necessary steps to make those words a reality because you believe in their power to shape your path. Moreover, faith in words extends to how you talk about others and how you talk about the world. When you speak positively about people and situations, you're creating a ripple effect. Your language can uplift, motivate, and inspire those around you. This doesn't just make a difference in their lives, it enhances your own. By spreading positivity and encouragement, you foster an environment where positive outcomes are more likely to occur. It's important to remember that faith in words also involves patience and persistence. The effects of your language might not be immediately visible, but that doesn't mean they aren't working. Building faith in your words is a gradual process. It's about trusting that your positive affirmations and beliefs are setting things into motion, even if you can't see the results right away. The core faith in words lies in the belief that you have the power to influence your destiny through the way you speak. Your words are not just reflections of your thoughts, but are instrumental in shaping those thoughts into reality. When you truly believe that what you say matters, you start to speak with intention and purpose. Your words become a tool for creating the life you want. rather than a reflection of the life you fear. In essence, having faith in your words means understanding that your language is a powerful ally in the journey towards your goals. It's about recognizing that each time you speak, you're casting a vote for the kind of life you want to live. When you align your words with your vision and believe in their power, you harness a force that can transform your reality. This faith empowers you to act with conviction, to pursue your dreams with confidence, and to shape a future that reflects the true potential of your spoken intentions. Doubt and fear are powerful emotions, and if left unchecked, they can paralyze you, holding you back from reaching your potential. Everyone faces them at some point, but the key is learning how to fight them, because if you don't, they will control your life. These emotions are often rooted in uncertainty and the unknown, but here's the truth: doubt and fear are only as strong as the power you give them. They thrive when you feed them, but they shrink when you confront them with determination and action. Doubt tends to creep in when you're about to step out of your comfort zone. It whispers in your ear. What if you fail, or what if you're not good enough? It makes you question your abilities, your dreams, and your worth. But doubt isn't based on fact, it's based on fear of the unknown. It's an internal barrier you place between yourself and the life you want to live. The first step in fighting doubt is recognizing that it's a natural part of growth. Whenever you're on the edge of something new, something meaningful, doubt will try to talk you out of it. But the fact that it shows up means you're moving in the right direction. To fight doubt, you have to replace it with confidence. Confidence doesn't mean you have all the answers or that you won't make mistakes. Confidence means trusting yourself to figure things out as you go. It's about believing that no matter what happens, you have the resilience to keep moving forward. You build confidence by taking small steps, by proving to yourself that you can handle more than you think. With each step, doubt loses its grip, because you're showing yourself what's possible. Fear, on the other hand, often shows up when you're facing the unknown or when you're about to do something that matters. Fear can be a loud voice in your head reminding you of all the ways things could go wrong. It amplifies your insecurities and magnifies the risks. But the thing about fear is that it's often an illusion. Most of the things we fear never actually happen. Fear is a product of your mind trying to protect you, but in doing so, it can keep you small. Fighting fear requires courage, not the absence of fear, but the decision to act in spite of it. It's about taking a leap even when you feel scared, about pushing forward when every part of you wants to hold back. Fear loses its power when you face it head on. The more you confront what scares you, the more you realize that you're capable of handling whatever comes your way. It's through action that you break free from fear's hold. One of the most effective ways to fight doubt and fear is to shift your focus. Instead of dwelling on what could go wrong, start focusing on what could go right. Instead of letting your mind get stuck on all the reasons you might fail, remind yourself of the reasons you're capable of succeeding. Your mind is powerful. It will believe whatever you feed it. So if you fill your thoughts with doubt and fear, that's what will grow. But if you replace those thoughts with faith and determination, you'll build a mindset that's ready to overcome obstacles. Doubt and fear also thrive in isolation. When you keep your dreams and struggles to yourself, it's easy to get lost in a spiral of negative thoughts. But when you reach out to others, when you share your fears, your doubts, and your challenges, you'll often find that you're not alone. Surrounding yourself with people who believe in you can help you push past the mental blocks that doubt and fear create. Sometimes all it takes is a word of encouragement from someone else to remind you of your strength. Another critical aspect of fighting doubt and fear is taking control of your inner dialogue. You have to be mindful of how you talk to yourself, because the words you use can either build you up or tear you down. When doubt creeps in, don't let it take root. Counter it with affirmations, with reminders of your capabilities and past successes. When fear arises, don't let it control your actions. Remind yourself that you faced challenges before and you've come out stronger on the other side. Your inner dialogue is the battlefield where doubt and fear are either defeated or allowed to thrive. It's also important to recognize that doubt and fear don't completely disappear. They evolve as you grow. The fears you had years ago may no longer bother you, but new ones can arise as you reach for bigger goals. The key is to not let them stop you. Every time you fight through doubt and fear, you become stronger, more resilient, and more capable of taking on bigger challenges. You build a mental toughness that allows you to navigate uncertainty with confidence, knowing that you have what it takes to keep moving forward. Ultimately, fighting doubt and fear is about making a choice to believe in yourself, to push forward despite the uncertainty, and to trust that you're capable of more than you know. Every time you choose to fight, every time you take a step in the face of fear, you gain power over it. You begin to realize that the only thing standing between you and your goals isn't the doubt or the fear itself, it's whether or not you decide to keep moving forward despite it. Focusing on your destiny means directing your energy and efforts toward the vision you have for your life, the purpose that resonates with you at a deep level. It's about understanding that you have a unique path to follow and committing yourself to walk that path with intention and determination. This isn't just about setting goals, it's about aligning your actions, thoughts, and decisions with the greater vision of who you are meant to become. To focus on your destiny, you first need to gain clarity about what that destiny is. It's about digging deep within yourself to uncover what truly matters to you, what brings you joy, and what you feel passionate about. This involves introspection and self-discovery, asking yourself questions about your values, your interests, and your dreams. It's important to identify what your true calling is beyond societal expectations or external pressures. When you understand what drives you and what you are meant to achieve, you can start to align your daily life with that vision. Once you have a clear sense of your destiny, it's crucial to set purposeful goals that are aligned with that vision. These goals should not only be about achieving specific outcomes, but also about creating a path that leads you toward fulfilling your larger purpose. Your goals should reflect your deepest aspirations and should push you to grow and develop in ways that are meaningful to you. Every step you take should bring you closer to realizing your true potential and purpose. Staying focused on your destiny requires discipline and resilience. The journey will be filled with obstacles, distractions, and setbacks. There will be times when you may feel like giving up or when it seems easier to settle for less. However, keeping your eyes on your ultimate goal helps you to stay motivated and persistent. It's about maintaining your commitment to your vision, even when things get tough. And it involves cultivating a mindset that is both optimistic and determined. One of the biggest challenges in focusing on your destiny is avoiding the pitfalls of comparison and external validation. It's easy to get sidetracked by what others are doing or by seeking approval from people around you. But focusing on your destiny means staying true to your own path rather than measuring your success against others. It's about understanding that your journey is unique and that your value isn't determined by external factors or societal benchmarks. Moreover, focusing on your destiny means making conscious choices that reflect your vision. It involves prioritizing your time and energy toward activities and relationships that support your goals. It's about setting boundaries, saying no to distractions, and being intentional with how you spend your days. Every choice you make should be a step toward fulfilling your purpose, and every action should be aligned with your vision for your life. Another key aspect is maintaining a positive mindset. Believing in your destiny requires confidence in yourself and your abilities. It's about trusting that you have the skills, knowledge, and resilience to achieve your goals. Positive thinking helps you overcome challenges and setbacks with a constructive attitude. It encourages you to view obstacles as opportunities for growth rather than as insurmountable barriers. Additionally, focusing on your destiny involves continuous self-improvement. As you progress along your path, you'll learn more about yourself and your purpose. Embrace this learning process and be open to evolving your vision as needed. Personal growth is a crucial part of achieving your destiny, and it often requires you to step outside of your comfort zone and challenge yourself. Your environment also plays a role in focusing on your destiny. Surround yourself with people who support and uplift you, who believe in your vision, and who encourage you to stay true to your path. Positive influences can provide motivation and accountability, helping you to stay focused on your goals. Conversely, distance yourself from negative influences or those who undermine your confidence and distract you from your purpose. Ultimately, focusing on your destiny is about living intentionally and purposefully. It's about making choices that are in alignment with your deepest values and aspirations. It requires dedication, patience, and a willingness to persevere through difficulties. By keeping your focus on your destiny, you create a life that is not only fulfilling, but also deeply aligned with who you truly are and what you are meant to achieve. This focus transforms challenges into stepping stones and ensures that every effort you make is moving you closer to realizing your true potential and purpose. Believing that the best is yet to come is about adopting an optimistic mindset that the future holds greater potential and opportunities than the present moment. It's a mindset that encourages you to look forward with hope and excitement rather than settling into complacency or dwelling on past disappointments. This belief is not just about wishful thinking, it's about a fundamental understanding that growth, progress, and improvement are ongoing processes. When you embrace the idea that the best is yet to come, you are essentially affirming that your current situation is not the final chapter of your story. You're acknowledging that there are always new possibilities, new experiences, and new achievements awaiting you. This perspective allows you to view challenges and setbacks not as dead ends, but as stepping stones toward greater success and fulfillment. One of the core aspects of believing that the best is yet to come is maintaining a forward-thinking attitude. Instead of focusing on what's lacking in your current life or getting bogged down by past failures, you shift your focus to what could be. This involves setting new goals, pursuing new passions, and being open to new opportunities. By doing so, you actively create a sense of anticipation and excitement for the future, which can drive you to take positive actions and make meaningful changes. This belief also encourages resilience and persistence. When you truly believe that better days are ahead, you're more likely to push through difficulties and keep moving forward despite obstacles. Knowing that the best is yet to come gives you the strength to persevere through tough times because you have a vision of a brighter future that keeps you motivated. It provides a sense of purpose and direction, helping you to overcome challenges with the confidence that your efforts will lead to something better. Additionally, the belief that the best is yet to come involves cultivating a sense of gratitude for the present while still holding on to the hope of future growth. It's about appreciating what you have now, recognizing your current blessings and achievements, but also maintaining a vision of what's possible. This balance of gratitude and anticipation creates a positive mindset that can enhance your overall well-being and satisfaction with life. Believing that the best is yet to come also means being open to change and willing to embrace new experiences. It requires you to let go of limiting beliefs and be open to the idea that there are always new possibilities for growth and success. This openness allows you to explore new paths, take risks, and step out of your comfort zone, knowing that each new experience brings you closer to your best self and your fullest potential. Moreover, this belief can be a powerful tool for overcoming self-doubt and fear. When you are confident that the best is yet to come, you are less likely to be held back by fears of failure or inadequacy. Instead of letting these fears dictate your actions, you're driven by the hope and promise of a better future. This positive outlook helps you to take bold steps toward your goals and embrace opportunities with enthusiasm. Another important aspect of this belief is the impact it can have on your relationships and interactions with others. When you approach life with the mindset that the best is yet to come, you exude positivity and optimism, which can inspire and uplift those around you. This energy can attract like-minded individuals and create a supportive environment where everyone is motivated to pursue their dreams and aspirations. Finally, embracing the idea that the best is yet to come involves a commitment to personal growth and self-improvement. It's about continually striving to be better, to learn more, and to grow as a person. This commitment ensures that you are always evolving and reaching for new heights, making the journey toward your best self a dynamic and fulfilling experience. In essence, believing that the best is yet to come is about maintaining hope, optimism, and a proactive attitude toward the future. It's about recognizing that your current circumstances are not the end of your journey, but rather a starting point for even greater achievements and experiences. This belief fuels your motivation, resilience, and enthusiasm for life, allowing you to navigate challenges with confidence and to embrace the future with excitement and anticipation. In closing, remember that the belief that the best is yet to come isn't just about waiting for a brighter future. It's about actively shaping that future with every choice you make and every step you take. Embrace the journey with hope, knowing that each day brings new opportunities and possibilities. Let this belief fuel your passion, guide your actions, and inspire you to keep moving forward with unwavering confidence. Your greatest achievements, your most fulfilling experiences, and your most profound growth are all waiting for you just around the corner. So keep your eyes on the horizon, hold on to your vision, and trust that the best is indeed yet to come. The future holds endless potential, and you have the power to make it extraordinary. Let this belief be the driving force that propels you toward a life filled with promise, joy, and unparalleled success.
Shop the best Black Friday weekend deals up to 70% off only at Tanger Outlets. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Coach, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and hundreds more. Find something for everyone on your list during our biggest sale of the year. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Stores open at 6 a.m. Black Friday. Get your savings at Tanger.com.
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today's actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.